Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast with Dr. Billy Brim. On today's broadcast, Pastor Candace Brim from a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma.
But there's a higher realm. And he said, I'm calling you to it. Why? Because he needs the world to see this higher realm of love. He needs the world to see that there's more to life than the bad stuff, There's a good God. He's a great God. He's the great I am of love. And the world needs to see the great I am of love. But the only way he can see the great I am of love is through this vessel. All of these vessels, these good-looking men and women that are in this congregation, you are the vessel of love. And the world needs to see the great I am of love, right? So he says, come to this higher level. Nancy Dufresne says this, God has a realm, a love realm. The law given in that realm is love. So here you look at the realm of God. Where's God? He's in heaven. His whole realm is love. Heaven is created out of love. This world is created out of love. This whole realm. And the law of that realm is love. So if you're going to function in the realm of heaven, you have to function out of faith and love, right? So if you're going to be there, if you're going to go to a higher realm and function out of the law realm of heaven, then you function out of the agape kind of love. I put down here, higher realm love, a heavenly realm of love. So let's look at 1 Corinthians 13:13. Now, these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Now let's go back to what I was talking about majoring. I wrote down here, faith and love together is a powerful force. So if you take faith here and you take love here and you're majoring in these, then you have a powerful force. But you see this scripture, but the greatest of these is love. When I was in college, I have a degree over here in regular ed. I have a degree over here in special ed. They work together. But I also have lots of specialty certificates or whatever you want to call them that revolve around reading specialist. I have a specialty in reading on top of my two majors. Love, the greatest of these is love, is your specialty. You see that? You're going to major in faith. You're going to major in love, but you're going to have a specialty of love. So that means with my degree, I have this degree in this degree that, but I'm even more specialized in this area that goes with these two degrees. So it's like taking faith and you take love and you put them together and that's your faith force, but your degree, your specialty is love. Does that make sense? If it does, go, right? That makes sense. So that's our goal. That's where we're going to, because this is how we function in line with God. How many of you in here want to function in line with God? Me? He visited us today. He loved on us today. I want to stay in that place with him all the time. Don't you? Don't you? And he says, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these are love. Now remember, faith grows by hearing, but faith doesn't work without love. So get the specialty of love. I wrote here, the three attributes stated here, faith, hope, and love, make up the very essence of the Bible and the very substance of the kingdom of God. But the greatest of these is love. Faith, hope, and love. Not just any love, though. The agape love, the God kind of love. God is calling us to a higher realm of this love, a higher realm of this place. This is Nancy Dufresne again. When we walk in love, we open the door to God's realm. Wow. So here's that specialty measure. You're majoring in faith, you're majoring in love, but you're adding that specialty in there, and that opens the door to God's realm. I want the, you know, I was praying over this the other day, and I saw it like this. So, you know, when you're walking through life, life is life, right? Not every day is beautiful. Not every day is lovely. And not every person you meet is wonderful and lovely. Get cut off in traffic on 169 and get the bird. Not so lovely. And your flesh goes, but your spirit goes, I mean, you want to flow out of the flesh sometimes, right? And I saw an image like this. Because God is so great. He's so faithful. He will work even when we're not so lovely. He will try his best. And I saw this image like this. You open, remember the message said, when we walk in love, we open the door to God's realm. And so here you had this door, and it was or just enough you can get your foot in there. God will let you do that. And it'll be fine, and you'll get some win a few, lose a few kind of things. But it said what the Holy Spirit told Nancy Dufresne, when we walk in love, we open the door. I don't want my door to be, I got my foot in there, and that's as all as I can get in that door, just my foot. I want the door wide open to the things that God has for me, wide open to flow in whatever he needs me to do. But if I am choosing not to walk in the agape kind of love, then I am just putting my foot at the inside the door. She said, when we walk in love, we open the door to God's realm. That means the provision. That means all that God has. That is the higher realm thinking. To think outside the box of human fleshy love and function in a love that sustains heaven, God's love. That love is not based on how you feel. It's based on faith and what you know about God. That's the higher realm. Faith and what you know about God. Now, how many in this room feel like God came and visited you today? You don't have to raise your hand. You can if you want to, but then you know something more than you came in with. You know something. You know that love visited you. That's what you know. You know that God is good and God loves you. God is love, right? You know this. But then you put that with faith, and that opens the door. Glory to God. Give me Ephesians 2, 4 through 5, please. I'm going to read this, but let's start with 5. I'm going to do this backwards here, guys, if you can, if you don't mind. Ephesians 5. Even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved. But do you know, as Christians, we can get over into things that will be considered sin? Do you realize that gossip is? Whoop. We think murder is, but what about gossip? But even when we were dead in sins, now this is mainly talking about salvation, but let's take it from a saved time. I don't know about you. I don't live your life. I don't know. I don't even need to know because I love you. I don't care. But I know about me, sometimes I get out of me. And I'm so thankful that even when I'm getting these places, I can repent and he quickens me together with Christ. He quickens me. That means he brings me right back in together with Christ. Even when I get a little off kilter in my love walk, right? We're talking about love walk. Let's change this. Even when we are out of love, he will quicken us if we repent and get back on his path. But go back before. Now, give me verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy. Now, here we go. Because of his great love with which he loved us. Why is it that God can quicken us from our state of sin and bring us together with Christ? Why is it? Because of his great love with which he loved us. That's how we can do this love walk in life. Because of his great love with which he loved us. Once you understand the measure of love that God has for you, and it's not a little bitty love, it's not a tiny, it's not a mustard seed. He said a great, it's like stretch your arms out as far as you can, and it's not even there. His great love with which he loved us. That's why when we were dead in sins and not saved, he loved you. Do you remember pre-salvation? Do you realize pre-salvation that he loved you with a great love? Let's fast forward. Do you realize when we walk out of love, it's his great love that brings us back in and connects us and unifies us with Christ? You know, Christ is at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you out of his great love. I wrote down here, higher realm love, pre-salvation. He continues to love us in our sins. When we reject him, when we deny him, when we don't come to him, he still continues to love us. Post-salvation, when we mess up, when we do something wrong, he still continues to love us. And he put a clause in that salvation package that says, repent, and it's all good. That's God. That's the great I am of love. So we need to major in faith and love with an emphasis on our certificate on love, right? For I am love. I am the great I am of love. There's no entity in the world that is greater in love than the Father. None. Once you realize that revelation of it, then you will be able to step over and flow out of love for others. He does it all the time. He does it day by day with you. He does it day by day with me. He flows in love with me when I mess up. Thank God. Thank God, because he's the great I am of love. God is love. So many things flow out of my love. Let me read this to you. So many things flow out of my love. All provision, everybody say all provision, is because of my love. All grace, say all grace. All grace. All mercy. All mercy. All healing. All healing. All abundance. All abundance. Now I'll go on. Is provided by me out of my love. Amen. This is Nancy Dufresne again. To believe the love God has for you is what you put your attention on. So we've just been talking about he's the great I am of love, and that he has, even in our sin, even when we mess up, even when we do wrong, he's there and he is out of his great love, right? We've established that. But what does it say here? To believe the love God has for you, then you have to put your attention on that.
Billy Brim Ministries would like to invite you to visit our home church, a glorious church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. AGC is where Miss Billy got started teaching Sunday school while editing for Kenneth E. Hagin. This was only the beginning of BBM. Today, Billy's son, Chip Brim, and his wife, Candace, now pastor at this very same church. If you're in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to join us. Follow us at A Glorious Church and plan out your visit, or watch a live service at www.aglorious.church.
Billy Brim now has a YouTube channel. Search under the channel name Official Dr. Billy Brim. Subscribe today and get the latest updates, uploads, and lives to the channel. Feed your faith and walk in the light of the Word.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim. Again, Shalom, Shalom.